There may be a light at the end of the farm economy tunnel. That's next on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. The stress of owning and operating a farm can be overwhelming. So many things are out of your control. The weather, the markets, the potential for pests and diseases affecting your crops or livestock. There's no shame in talking with a mental health professional. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. This is a bad news, good news story about the farm economy. First, some bad news from John Newton, the top exec at Terrain, an economic forecasting service of several farm credit services agencies.
It's the largest three-year decline that we've ever seen in history. Crop cash receipts are down $71 billion from 3 years ago. So that's a substantial decline in crop farm margins. I was down in Texas yesterday with some very large, very successful farmers, and they said, "We're just burning through working capital."
Newton says the culprit appears to be inflation.
The input cost environment that we're in today is so different than the last time we were in a similar situation in the farm economy. If we didn't have the inflationary pressure that we saw starting in 2021, the crop prices would be above break even for a lot of folks. So the input cost environment is very, very tricky.
Newton says some of the recent congressional actions for economic relief for farms probably won't be realized until well into next year. And now the good news from Newton.
But I am optimistic. I think we're going to turn the corner on this. I'm very confident that these trade deals are going to materialize. The regulatory rollbacks, I think, will benefit farmers and ranchers. And I'm always very bullish on agriculture, and I am still today.
Newton spoke at the recent Ag Outlook Forum in Kansas City. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.